I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We were kind of all over the map in the first segment. Imagine that.
Shock.
Shocker. But let's focus in on a little wood-fired grilling. This is a topic that I think takes more practice than probably any other type of fuel in my world, only because the temperature is hard to regulate in a wood fire for me. I mean, hot is hot. But if you don't have a good fire going, when you put more fuel on, sometimes it cools off, and you know, so you gotta have some technique.
Right, and you have to have a big enough grill, wood fired or charcoal grill, to actually properly pull it off, and that's where you're touching on. I would add to it that you're actually not going to throw the wood on the coals that are cooking your food, because those are going to create flames. So what I've seen and done is, like they do in these nice restaurants where they have the wood-fired pizza ovens. And if you just look at, remember when we promoted long ago, going around when I was traveling around the country, and we would do a state at a time, and we ran into that guy down in North Carolina that was teaching people how to just make a cement block pit.
Yeah.
And what those guys do is they build a fire and they're pushing the coals in to do the cooking.
Sure.
And that's what I'm suggesting with wood-fired grilling, is if you have a big enough grate, so you have to have a big enough charcoal grill, and plenty of people do. They even get these cheap ones from the big box stores. And you just need a surface. But you start off with your wood fire, and you just keep building it and building it on the side. And then you slowly migrate those hot coals over to where you're going to cook until you have enough of them over there where you're actually ready to grill. So it takes time. It's a process, just
right,
like any good cooking is.
And you want to be careful, not careful, cognizant of the kind of wood that you burn. Stay away from pine, okay? Pine is easy to find. Pine is easy to start a fire with. Pine is not made to cook with.
Don't be a sap.
Right. Huh, there you go. You need hardwood. And if you don't know the difference, don't cook with wood.
Well,
you need to know.
There are wonderful books out there that'll help you identify trees.
Right.
And I happen to have a couple of them because I'm a tree freak, but that's one way to do it. But I always think back of my camping trip to Pensacola with a group of friends when I was tricked into grilling ribs camping.
On the beach.
Camping, yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find any flavorwood. Fortunately, the guy brought some at least lump charcoal. We were using his little Smoky Joe, but I had no flavorwood, and he didn't bring lump charcoal. He brought briquettes and the big brand that tastes terrible. So I'm like, I need some flavor wood. I literally, as I've told you before, grabbed a piece of driftwood off the beach and broke it up.
Right.
And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So I used to be all into the species, and I used to tout myself as being able to identify the smoke based on the species. I think I was just getting lucky most of the time.
Yeah, well, you got some like mesquite, real strong, real dominant flavor.
You never know your brother lived in Texas the way you bang on mesquite.
Right, but it's just strong. I didn't say I didn't like it, but
enough times.
Right, it's just a very strong flavor, and you have to, it kind of, you have to,
no offense to all you
it.
Texans out there.
Right.
He really is a pro-Texas guy.
Yeah, but so, you know, the fruit woods, the apple, the cherry, those are good. Hickory, very good. Those are harder woods usually, and those are the ones that will make smoke real well. So
yeah, the one of the nicest ones I ever ran into and I used to sell years ago was pecan.
Right. Yep.
And
that's a southern
friend
thing.
Up in the UP, up in smoke. He loves his pecan. He brings it up from Georgia. That's where
right.
he's from.
Yep.
But that's a wonderful wood. But you're right. Hickory is easy. Oak is actually just fine. It's very close to hickory. Hickory is just what I'm used to, and it's traditional or whatever. Right. I got beat with a hickory bat. It just brings me back.
Uh-huh. Was it one of these new elliptical ones or a straight bat?
Yeah, yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, right.
What's up with that?
Well, it must
they're
be working.
They're going to ban them. They're going to ban them.
Well, right now they're legal. It's open to the world. Holy tangent that was, but that's been in the news.
So wood-fired grilling, it is a thing, and I don't know how many people have actually tried it. If we could see a show of hands. Yeah, there's a few of you out there.
Conrad, does your wife grill with hardwood?
All right.
Don't ask him about his wife and hardwood.
I know. I met her. Shocker.
I know.
She's a wonderful woman.
Isn't she sweet?
I don't know what she was thinking when she married him, like, what, 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
Welcome to my world.
Thanks, right, Conrad. Man.
Thanks, boys.
Oh, boy. It had to be, I think it must have been the mullet.
It's nice to be loved.
Yeah.
After all.
Right.
Did you ever have a mullet?
Of course I did. I've got a picture of me with heavy metal bands backstage in my old job here in Grand Rapids before country. I was doing rock, so yeah, I had hair to my shoulders.
So I saw a Metallica picture of you somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Weren't you like the lead bassist or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well,
mandatory Metallica,
they throw you under the bus, and then they kiss your butt a second later. This is what I go through. Everyone
this is
cares.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah,
if, you know,
big boy radio.
Right. You can't take the heat. You know what? Turn my mic off.
Don't forget, speaking of big boy radio, if you're an avid listener, if you haven't found us on the podcast app on Apple Podcast, on Google, any of these pods, make sure you search us out. Go to thegrillinguys.com. Check out our website. Please look at the sponsors we've got. As soon as you open up the page, you're going to see an offer for a free ThermoPen. If you do not still have a ThermoPen, do not ever come up to us at an event and tell us. But if you don't have a ThermoPen, you could actually get one for free. But you can actually buy the basic one for like 50, 60 bucks right off our site.
Right.
But at least sign up for the free one. It's like Jop says, we're not selling your email address. We don't care, really. We're just trying to broaden the exposure of the brands. And if you're on the grillingguys.com, you'll see MyPillow. You'll see all kinds of people that we've got new ones coming, coffees and different things, where Garrett's Appliance, Zobie Meats, all these people have a link. You'll go right to their sale page if you check us out. On the bottom of it, you'll see Jethro's live streaming. That's a cool way to listen in your market. It doesn't matter what market you're in. If we're not on a station in your market, Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern, if you click on that Jethro link, you're going to be stuck with us. You may be sorry.
Hard to forget. It's jethro.fm,
yeah,
right?
Easy. That's easy.
Easy one to remember.
How did they ever come up with that?
Someone other than us was thinking.
Some black magic right there is what I'm saying.
It is. Good. So wrapping up this wood-fired grilling, give it a try. Be patient. Start your fire, let the coals develop, and cook with the coals. Don't cook with the open flame.
And if you're using 2x4s, take the nails out.
Yeah, and don't use the treated 2x4s. That's going to put a fancy flavor on your meat. But anyway, so coming up next, we're going to take an extension of the wood. This is something that Bob turned me on to years ago when he sold these things. I'd never heard of it, and now it's a regular staple in my repertoire, and that's a pellet grill. Many of you have heard of the big brand Traeger. There's lots and lots of other brands out there as well. But there are some tricks to pellet grills, too, because it's a different kind of fuel. So you're going to want to stick with the Grilling Guys, and we'll give you some tips on your pellet grill. We'll be back.